today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day.
The big glow is upon us as we introduce you to Monday, November 18th, 2013. My name is Doug Del Caliano.
Really? I think I might be in the wrong place then.
Wrong place, right time, though. It's 7 after and change. Jennifer Horn is here along with Ken Kessler. And our job, it's a big one. We've taken it on.
We know
that if we don't give you the right information, it could change your life. Could be the end. Or maybe the beginning. I feel like a thespian today, like Orson Welles. I'm going to give you the bad news first.
Oh, no.
Actually, there's a lot of it. So
you got to start early?
The tornadoes. All the discussion about the typhoon and the tornadoes bring us around to a continuing conversation about global warming, climate change, climate crisis, that sort of thing. The latest from the Midwest, where some powerful storm systems swept across the plains into Illinois and into Indiana and into Michigan, Ohio, actually even touched down into northern Kentucky before it sort of dissipated. A lot of people affected by this. So I wonder what you hear, Jennifer. It's interesting how the news is presented differently. When you get to a situation like these tornadoes, the people who are affected by it, and what it's almost like a wave of information, like the weather goes east, the news is east. So I'm wondering what the West Coast was told. So Ken Kessler is here with Jennifer. What sort of things have you heard or read or watched regarding these tornadoes from yesterday afternoon in the Midwest?
Well, of course, they mention it on our local newscast. Yeah, but it's usually done in the weather segment.
Yeah.
I mean, they did a regular story on it, but then in the weather segment, oh, well, those tornadoes, you know, we're lucky to live here, but, you know, that kind of deal.
Right.
But the headline...
Well, you are lucky to live there.
We are.
Yeah.
The headline in the Los Angeles Times this morning says, tornado outbreak brings late fall terror. They use the word terror to the Midwest.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the... you may hear some of this, I don't know why... I can't shut this off, but at any rate, I'm trying to find, I'm looking at the raw tornado video of this thing, and then the usual stuff that you get from the reporters that are on the scene. Who'd want to be a reporter and get on the scene in the middle of a tornado? Who'd be silly enough to want to do that?
But then forget that. I mean, at least they have a job to do. Then you have the people that are the storm chasers. It's just
right.
Like the thrill of chasing tornadoes.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. All right, so... That's the people that are listening to this program. Updates, 888-302-3684. One of the great things about having an audience that is scattered everywhere, pretty much, mm-hmm. is that you have people listening that are affected by almost everything that we're talking about. And certainly that's the case with the people who are listening in this part of Illinois, where we have a lot of stations, in Indiana, where we have a lot of stations, Ohio especially. So what's the story? Anything you want to add to this? Or maybe you just want to get your mind off of what's going on and talk about something else.
Yeah, and just the fact that it can destroy just an entire block, you know, it just goes down and just knocks everything over in its path. The images are just pretty incredible.
Yes, they are. I agree with you 100% on that one, Jen. The continuing focus or concern about the typhoon,
mm-hmm.
yes. There are a lot of people who have been scammed already. And so I underscore what we have done at DougStefan.com in the What's New connection. There are 5 tips there to avoid typhoon charity scams. And if you go to our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, since last Friday we have been sharing the information, pass it along, because there are lots and lots of these scams, and it's always the case whenever anything like this happens, there are going to be people coming out of the woodwork trying to rip you off. So what's the old expression? A word to the wise is sufficient. Sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. But in this circumstance, there are just so many things that can go wrong. You heard me take a deep breath. I said in the last hour, Jennifer, that I was ripped off over the weekend. Somebody scammed my credit card or one of my credit cards. And with that comes, I guess it's a fear. you know, what the heck? Is there any privacy? No. Are you all subject to, are we all subject to getting ripped off?
Yeah. Happens to everybody at some point.
Yeah. When's the last time it happened to you?
Excuse me, I had to cough. It was last February. I think I told you on the air, this was not just my credit card. This was my ATM card, my bank card.
Yeah.
And someone had gotten a hold of it, and they were using it for downloads to iTunes, which is, and when I say just using, I mean, they were using it like $99 at a time. Mm-hmm. So it was every time they hit it, it was like $100. Luckily, I found it relatively quickly since it was my bank card, and I checked that off. I noticed it. I noticed the charges weren't mine. I called the bank, and the bank reversed them. But you have to wait for a week, you know, while your card is shut down before they send you a new one. I mean, it impacts your life. I mean, you may not have to pay for those charges, but it's a week of inconvenience.
Yeah. Well, mine, under the circumstances, is pretty much the same thing. And what was noticed, they have a tracking. This is a MasterCard. They have a tracking device, apparently, and it tells, you know, what your habits are.
So they called you to say, hey, did. Was this your purchase? Okay.
Right. When I went to look at it, it was mostly Netflix.
They're like, Mr. Stefan, we know you're not a technologically advanced sort of fellow.
Well, that's not quite what they said, but yeah. Yeah, there was that. Word to the wise. I'll be curious to find out if they can find out how this took place, because the Chargers were all in, like, North Carolina. I've been in North Carolina for a long time, since last year we drove up from Florida. I've been there.
Matter. They just get it, it somewhere online or whatever.
Really, online?
I don't know. Don't you think? Isn't that how they hack you at some point?
I don't know.
I have no idea. I wish I could tell you. I'm just not a hacker myself. Big surprise here, so I don't know exactly how they figure it all out. Do you know, Ken?
I don't. I know that they'll go in online. They'll try and get it through your email or... especially if you use, a public Wi-Fi, they'll hop on and check you out. I know my dad has gotten in trouble a couple of times because he travels a lot and he uses the hotel computers, and he forgets sometimes to log out of his email or log out of Facebook, and somebody comes up right behind him and goes right in there and gets his information.
Yeah, you got to be careful about that on the hotel sites. You're right about that. 888-302-3684. What say you about the, we have two or three things working already here. The situation with the tornadoes, not much we can say in the aftermath. I'm looking at some of these. There are a dozen tornadoes, by the way, that were reported. Six people killed, I said that right, 54 injured. That's in Illinois alone. Forecasters predicting the storm will cause further disruptions. It's headed in my direction. 50-mile-an-hour winds in New York, Boston, and Maine, supposedly early this morning. Rough day for travelers. If you're flying in and out of the Northeast, the airport hubs here are going to be messy, but it's not going to be as messy. It's just one of those late-in-the-season storms. Yesterday was quite warm here, and good. I mean, I'm talking about 65. The normal temperature this time of year would be between 45 and 50. So that's part of it. And that's what creates these storms to begin with.
The warmth, right?
Yeah, right. Well, the warm clashing with the cold. Tomorrow here, it'll be 40 degrees. So today it'll be 60-something. Tomorrow it'll be 40-something. And all of those things, as they come together, kaboom. That's what they create. It's a kaboom. It's called, in technological corners, the kaboom effect.
You're a scientist, my friend.
Boom. I'm a science, I am actually, I'm a studier of people. 16 after the hour, and I look at people and I see their white teeth and their beautiful smiles. I think, man, what a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful lady or a beautiful man, because men can be beautiful as well as women. You know, beautiful teeth, have a great smile, that's what you like. So if you're rushing to figure out how to, if you aren't rushing, maybe you ought to be, to clean up. I remember we started talking about this last year at this time. That's how long power swabs have been around. That's how long we've been talking about them here. When it goes into the holiday season, you want to look your best, feel your best as you're setting yourself up for perhaps a new involvement in your life. Who knows what it is? I'm interested here in motivating you. I want to be the model child of this, so if you could see me, I'm going to put my teeth right next to the microphone. See how close they are? and how nice and white they are.
Oh,
Jennifer's
please stop.
Nice
They're blinding me.
Yes. Power swabs, the reason for that, Jennifer. Work on all teeth surfaces, including caps, crowns, veneers, bonding, whitening teeth. No sensitivity whatsoever. No bleaches. No abrasive material in your toothpaste. This works on all teeth surfaces, and it's safe because it's basically a cleanser that comes out of coconut oil. That's how clever these people are. So get your smile stain-free, ultra-white, super-fast power swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system. Try it today by dialing 800-865-7602. Risk-free completely. It's on them to make it work, or you get your money back. 800-865-7602 for the whitest teeth possible, and they do it quickly, too. The power swabs claim is that you use once you put it on, it takes 5 minutes to put it on, and it'll improve 2 shades right away, 6 shades by the time you've finished using it for a week. That's the guarantee. Plus, when you call 800-865-7602, tell them you're getting the information from Doug Steffen. You'll get a free stain-out whitening quick stick, which you take with you on the road to clean up your act, if you will. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean? 800-865-7602. Power swabs to whiten up your teeth now.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room now through December 13th and stay at least 2 consecutive nights by December 14th. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenClub for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Get ready. Get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first-quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts, or floor 'em, with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sale ends Tuesday. Get to LumberLiquidators.com or your store before it's too late.
888-302-3684. Colorado mining accident yesterday claimed the lives of 2 workers, injured 20 others. Incident occurred at the Revenue Virginis mine. The cause for the accident was not known. Boy, what a dangerous way to make a living, isn't it?
It really
Working
is.
Working in a mine like that. My grandfather lost his lung, his leg, and his arm when he was 16, working in a coal mine in southern Illinois.
Just reading about their conditions take my breath away.
Really? Yeah. All right, so be happy, be thankful. What do you have to be grateful for today? One of them would be that you don't work in a coal mine, 21 after the hour.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Number one song during this week in 1988 from Bon Jovi. How many people remember this? Kenny, you remember this song?
Yes, I do.
Jen?
Of course. Loved it.
Thing, I don't remember it at all.
It's weird how it skipped your radar.
It skipped right in and out of my ears. So, anyway, a little music is good for the soul. 24 and change after the hour. Monday, the Good Day program and a couple of late night programs from last Friday, focusing on Toronto Mayor Rob Ford, a little fun from Jay Leno and Jimmy Fallon here.
And doctors in Canada are no longer allowed to give heroin to addicts going through withdrawal. Boy, it's just been a bad week for the mayor of Toronto, hasn't it? That's nothing but a bad week. This guy can't catch a break. Here's the most amazing part of this whole story. The mayor and his brother Doug, who's on the city council, are being given their own reality show. They're going to have a TV show. That's depressing. And this maniac will have a TV show, and I won't. I got to start. That's right. You know, start smoking crack. Joey, get me some crack.
You guys know NBC is always looking for new TV shows, so I guess they reached out to Rob Ford to help help them out with the new fall schedule coming up, and he's got a lot of ideas. Take a look at some of these. First, we have The Biggest User. Next, we have This Old Crack House. That's it. More of a DIY type of show. There's another one for tweens, Pretty Huge Liars. Of course, there's parks and recreational drug use. Here's another one, Scandal-y. And finally, of course, we have The Big Bong Theory. And that's...
Okay, strong with that.
Whoever's writing for Jimmy Fallon, it's getting a lot funnier, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, it has to because
has yeah. to be.
You got to
yep.
keep up. You think it's true that Leno doesn't have a job or he's got something cooking with Fox? What's the?
I'm sure Jay Leno will be just fine. If I were a betting woman, I'd say he'd probably end up somewhere like Fox.
Other
maybe CNN?
People in the news. We were talking about scams mm-hmm. a few minutes ago. Apparently, Nick Cannon, who's married to Mariah Carey.
Yeah, hosts America's Got Talent.
Did you see this? Fred Siegel in Santa Monica mm-hmm. was called by somebody claiming to represent Mr. Cannon, saying they needed jewelry for Mariah Carey. So apparently, this guy...
That's a great idea.
How dumb is this? So the store says, yeah, of course, we'll send the stuff out right away. So the employee of Fred Siegel's, which is probably one of the most interesting places in Santa Monica, also one of the most overpriced.
You know, I've never been there.
Yeah, it's a very interesting story.
That's how I roll.
Yeah.
I have been to Target, though.
Which is right across the street, of course.
Of course.
Anyway, so listen to this. So the folks at Fred Siegel, happy to accommodate, take thousands of dollars worth of jewelry, send it with an employee who's supposed to meet the representative, Mr. Cannon, at the Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood. Well, right away, the Roosevelt Hotel is not exactly the most upscale place in Hollywood. All right? Would you agree with that, Jennifer?
I would. It's not quite where Mariah Carey would stay.
No. Anyway, so once at the hotel, the employee was met by a man dressed in a security guard outfit, said he was taking the jewels to Cannon, takes, and he'd be back with the cash.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes the jewels. Gee, he
Bye-bye.
Hasn't been heard from since.
Weird. Huh? Bye-bye.
What?
Shocking.
It is shocking, isn't it?
Boy, is his girlfriend happy.
Ah, man. I guess it's probably what counts. All right. Anyway, Paula Deen, you got the story on her coming up later on our television report. Plus, Alec Baldwin just got the job on MSNBC, and he's been suspended.
Yeah.
In the next half hour, a big fight in the Cheney family. Continuing focus on things that are going on all around the country and all around the world. It's 28 after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Eric Erickson. Coming right up, what can the NFL do about the Dolphins bullying scandal?
Imagine if your brain took 5 seconds longer than everyone else's to understand something. By the time you understood the question, everyone else would already have the answer. Now imagine you're only in second grade.
And it's happening day after day, week after week, month after month.
Because almost half of all the parents who think their child has a problem learning wait a year or more before getting them help. That's a year too long.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently.
Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND. Or visit www.aboutld.org now. Because you can't imagine the difference it will make. A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Erickson. What can, if anything, the NFL do about bullying in the locker room of an already violent sport?
I suspect that we're going to see some standards laid down here. The fact that it was white on black bullying obviously makes the situation worse. We used to live in football with the idea that people were going to have concussions, the quarterbacks were going to get knocked down, taken out. That's changing, and I think this will change too.
There just seems to be every sports writer you read, and I think sports writers by profession are some of the worst journalists out there, but they seem to be implying that there's some text to this story that I can't quite figure out, but it seems to be they're implying there's something there. The level of bullying there, these are grown people. I mean, come on, people.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Listening to the Whiz Kids of morning radio, I think we decided we're going to dub this song.
No, yes. We love this song.
No, I don't like it because it just says pretty good day.
Yeah, but I'm going to have a pretty good day, Dougie.
No, I'm going to have a very good day.
Well,
not a pretty good day. A very good day.
Maybe it's just a choice of vocabulary.
A choice of vocabulary.
I'm going to have a very good day. It doesn't roll off. I'm going to have a
I'm going to have
day.
A very good day. Yeah, but I want everybody to have a good day. That's the idea of a good day.
Everybody will. They're going to have a pretty good day.
If we wanted to have a pretty good day, this would be called a pretty good day show. The only thing pretty about it is you.
Thank you, Dougie.
You're welcome. It's 888-302-3684 to get through to us. Kenny is monitoring social media. Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show. So we've posted the five tips to avoid typhoon charity scams, both at DougStephan.com and on the Facebook page. What do you have for comments about that and or the continuing focus? Notice we have not mentioned the Affordable Health Care Act once yet. Ooh, ah. So I'll let Kenny do that if he needs to.
Not really anything new on the, on the Affordable Care Act.
Still broken.
For the typhoon charity scams, we have a story at the top of the Facebook page at facebook.com/gooddayshow that tells you how to avoid some of these scams if you're looking to help and you're not too sure who you want to help. You can click on that story and check it out. And there's some links to some reputable charities, and there's also some warnings on what to look out for if someone's approaching you and they may not be on the up and up. So check that out and then share it so everybody can know who to look out for.
The Filipino president says that he's staying in the typhoon-ravaged area of the province that has been most affected until he sees more progress in the humanitarian efforts there. Having a hard time getting people into this area.
Yeah.
Because it's a fairly small island, and the bigger ships can't get in. So if you're going to bring in aid, you're going to be taking it off the bigger ship, put on the smaller ships, that sort of thing. The airport's destroyed there. So it is really a very difficult situation. You can imagine yourself having a hard time getting into. You can just kind of visualize what it's like there. There's nothing that's going to change the reality of what happened there. Nothing. And so to continue to focus on it, I believe the only thing that's of value here in conversation, the typhoon is over. So now the charity that you feel to share, that's up to you. Avoid the scams. Check out the information at DougStephan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day Show. And that's it.
I like to find the smaller ones. You know, during these kind of disasters, the Red Cross takes in a lot of money, and they do a lot of work, but they're also very big, and so there's a lot of overhead costs. I always like to find the smaller charities that really, either through churches or wherever, that will actually get money directly to the people that need it.
Good advice, good thoughts. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. A passenger plane crashing in central Russia last night, 50 people on board, was a Boeing 737. The Russians are big, interestingly enough, the Russians are big customers for our Boeing planes. There has been a big deal made of this, mostly because it's the first time in a long time there's been an airplane crash anywhere. And so this has attracted a lot of attention. So I suppose that's the bad. There's always, I hope to find good with the bad. So the fact that it wasn't the plane's fault, it looks like it was pilot error. They went around the airport a couple of times. The weather was bad. And you know what happens in that circumstance. It's, man, it's really a grab bag of what can be the cause. So as I was looking and researching that story, you know how you, when you're clicking around, you see, okay, the headline says, Boeing 737 crashes. So then on the side of the page, related stories. And I hadn't noticed this, although the last 3 or 4 weeks I've been itching to talk about Boeing because they are the biggest exporters in our country. You know that, right?
Well, and
in
one
terms
of your
dollars.
Your secret geek items in life is you love to
travel. I love Boeing planes, and I know a lot about Boeing planes. So I thought it was interesting. This weekend, there are two major air shows a year, where planes are brought in, orders for planes are announced. So the Paris Air Show, I think, takes place in the spring, and the now new Dubai Air Show takes place over the, in this circumstance, the middle of November, took place this past weekend, and it was the biggest announcement ever made by Boeing as to orders for new planes. And mostly because this area of the world is where that, along with Asia, where the big population growths are and where there has not been a lot of air travel, at least inexpensive air travel. But in Dubai and the Emirates and this area of the Gulf, there are a lot of wealthy countries, a lot of people gaining and earning wealth, and they want to travel. So various Gulf Airlines announced yesterday $150 billion worth of orders for new Boeing planes.
Wow.
$150 billion. That's a lot of planes. The new 777, the mini jumbo that's supposed to be replacing the old 747 jumbos to compete with the A380s, the big Airbus jumbo that has seen a slowdown in orders because the plane's really not that good. They haven't really figured out how to get people, 500 people in this plane, get them in and out of the plane. It can take you an hour once the plane lands and they open the door to get out of the damn plane. So anyway,
Airbuses are pretty comfortable for short travel, though, aren't they?
No, I don't like Airbuses.
I know. You always think they're
cute. But you're just giving me a little of the old one, too.
Well, I do think they're comfortable for short distances.
Okay, that's fine. Anyway,
Virgin Atlantic, little JetBlue.
Well, they do. They all use Boeing. I'm sorry. They all use Airbuses. Airbuses are cheap. You can buy three Airbuses for what normally you pay for two Boeing planes. And that's how they sell them, because they're cheap. And they are cheap. You know, that Boeing plane, average life of a Boeing plane is about 35 years. The average life of the Airbus is about 15, maybe 20, if you stretch it. Okay. So now, with this is another interesting story. The unions that work for Boeing. Remember last year? Yeah, about this time last year, American Airlines announced that they were going to add 400 new planes. They were going to take half of the planes that they had in the next 10 years. They're going to retire and replace them with new planes. So the guys that are running American go to Boeing and say, look, we want to give this whole order to you, 400 planes. But you got to be able to deliver them, you know, pretty consistently over the next 4 or 5 years. So they're having union trouble with these guys because the Boeing company opened a plant, I think it was in South Carolina, I think it was either North, was it South Carolina? Was South Carolina, okay. So that's a non-union right-to-work state, and that's why they put the plant there. So the union in Seattle and Tacoma and that whole area, Everett, Washington, where they've been building planes forever, because that's where Mr. Boeing was from, and that's where the first plant was started. The union guys say, hey, you're going to build planes over there? We're going on strike. Bingo, they go on strike. So the guy who's running Boeing Commercial Airplane Division says, you guys, we got to get back to work here. We got this order. You got to, and they said, no, we're not going to. So they fought about it. And what they really needed to get out of the union was a guarantee they'd go back to work and that they wouldn't create a situation where they would go on strike and slow down the order for 400 airplanes. You think they were smart enough to do that? No. So guess what? American gives half the order, 200 planes, to Airbus. Did they want to? No. Did the union force them into doing it? Yeah. So the union workers have 200 fewer planes to build under the circumstances. Now, fast forward. Same circumstance now presents itself, but Boeing's gotten smart, and they are not going to let these guys push them around. The unions say, we're going to slow down because you want to build another plant to build planes in the South. We don't want you to do that. We want you to build another plant up here so we can have union guys building the planes. And to a point, Boeing said, okay, but you got to work with us here, and you've got to give in on some of the work rules. Nope, we're not giving in on your work. Okay, so what are they doing? They're going to build another plant somewhere in the South, and the union guys are going to lose. Why do they think this way? Why is it that people who are that
unions
hard and fast...
Unions are used to being bullies. I mean, they're just used to it. Yeah, they think that people are going to continually just kind of crumble because that's what's happened in the past. But I think now people, businesses have found other options. They work around them a little bit more than they used to.
Well, anyway, it doesn't affect the Boeing people. They've got this these orders for all these new planes, and that's kind of cool. The unions continue to show as they lumber along, and I've belonged to seven unions in my life, so it's not that I'm anti-union. I just don't like the way the leadership thinks, because I think the rank and file, for the most part, would rather have the work, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Under the circumstances where
Absolutely.
We are?
Absolutely. I think that's why a lot of people kind of turn against the unions now, even people that have been traditional union supporters
right.
throughout their life.
Okay, so here's another example of how that works or doesn't work. Steel workers who do their jobs wearing flame retardant gear are at the Supreme Court today trying to convince the court that they should be paid for the time they spend getting dressed for work. This has gone all the way to the Supreme Court. This case could affect unionized workers in poultry processing, meat packing, a lot of sectors.
Got to stop this one. If you are a meat packer or a poultry person, how long does it take you to get ready for work every day? I'm imagining not very long. You're going to get dirty. Probably after work is when you take a shower, wouldn't you imagine?
Listen, I can't figure these guys out. All I know is that
you're putting on makeup, hair, and heels to go to work at a poultry plant? Probably not.
Yeah, some of those guys.
Just a thought. Just
there
a
are 800 workers at the U.S. Steel plant in Gary, Indiana. That's the focus of this. A crucial point in the case is the difference between clothing and protective gear. In the argument set forth before the Supreme Court, the justices are struggling to clearly differentiate between protective gear and clothing. So they've asked the U.S. Labor Department to kind of come in here. The U.S. Labor Department has made it kind of sketchy in recent years because of various rulings they've made. The distinction is important because unionized employees are not entitled to pay for the time it takes them to change clothing before and after their shifts. Under the law, workers do have to be paid for time it takes to put on and take off essential protective workplace gear that is not clothing. The steelworkers say the flame retardant jackets and pants, the work gloves, the hard hats, other items they have to wear are personal protective equipment, not clothing. U.S. Steel has disagreed, saying any wearable item is clothing. As a result, the company says it ought not to have to pay them for changing into this outfit. Court seems to approach the case with a big picture in mind. The justice is clearly looking to make a broad ruling. looking not to treat this as a narrow case. Decision from the court expected not till next June. So, here it is. It seems almost childish to me. I look at, there's another story I found related to this. The grocery industry.
Mm-hmm.
Another sector that could be affected by this ruling. There's a brief that was filed on behalf of the Grocery Manufacturers Association. 2.5 million workers entitled to back pay of 10 minutes a day each, if in fact this ruling is upheld. So what is that going to cost? Let's see, what do they say? $26.91 a day.
Wow.
For the steel workers, anyway. That's how much it would cost, because it's about an hour's worth of pay to get in and get out, and their average pay is about $26 an hour. So multiply that times 800 workers. Doesn't seem like a lot, but it's probably what they say. What do they say about that? It's the precedent. They don't want to get stuck in that.
Right.
I think it's interesting, some of the court cases the Supreme Court works on, and I thought you'd find that one interesting. That's why I passed it along. 11:30 for the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Consumer purchasing and storage habits of fresh fruits and vegetables can significantly lower their nutritional content, making frozen fruits and vegetables a better choice. The Frozen Food Foundation recently partnered with the University of Georgia to conduct a study that compared the nutritional value of frozen produce with their fresh counterparts. The study of 8 popular fruits and vegetables, including blueberries, broccoli, and green beans, was led by University Professor Dr. Ronald Pegg.
Our research shows that frozen fruits and vegetables are nutritionally equal, and in some cases superior, to their fresh counterparts. That's because frozen fruits and vegetables are picked and frozen at their peak ripeness, locking in their nutrient value at the point of freezing.
For more information on the study and the benefits of frozen food, visit frozenfoodfacts.org. Again, that's frozenfoodfacts.org.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
All right, I told you we'd update you on the latest saga from the Cheney family.
Mm-hmm.
Two sisters, Mary and Liz. There appears to be a feud between the two of them spilling into public view this weekend. A lot of social media, angry, same-sex spouse comments. Because, as you know, one of the girls is gay.
Yeah.
And the
Mary,
other one,
right?
Right. Mary is a lesbian. She and her wife were at home watching Fox News Sunday. Liz Cheney was on the show. And she said she opposed same-sex marriage.
Uh-oh.
That was about the end of that. As she's running, Mary Cheney Liz Cheney is running against somebody who's got a lot of hooch for, I think, the Senate there. Mary took to her Facebook page to blast her sister. She said, quote, "This is not just an issue on which we disagree. You're just wrong.
Wow.
And you're on the wrong side of history."
Hey, you know what, though? She's entitled to that opinion.
Yeah, they're both entitled to their
exactly.
opinion.
Exactly.
But that's not the story. The story is the sisters are fighting with each other.
Uh-oh. That's on Facebook.
Bad. Yeah.
How dramatic.
51 after.
I'm not
going to
poke you.
Yeah.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Now, 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Dudley. She's Jennifer.
I'm grooving to this music.
And Kenny is grooving to the music as well as we choose our stories carefully here. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. And Shelley Palmer, who is a visitor with us every day, he adds consistency to our overview of what's going on in the world of technology.
Boy, do we need it.
Well, some do, and some of us need it more than others.
Mm-hmm.
In a moment, he's going to talk with you about how to get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a month. Imagine that. Well, you don't have to imagine it. You'll get it. Listen to Shelley in a moment. He'll tell you how to do it.
If your family's at the corner of hustle and bustle, you don't have time for a cold to slow you down. So swing by Walgreens for trusted relief of your family's cold and flu symptoms with Tylenol Cold and Children's Tylenol. Sick days are adding up fast, and luckily, Walgreens is just around the corner. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Tylenol Cold Multi-Symptom Tablets, 24-count, are just 2 for $12 with your Balance Rewards card. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Use as directed.
Get ready. Get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor 'em with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sale ends Tuesday. Get to LumberLiquidators.com or your store before it's too late.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. Remember when your cell phone bill was $30 a month? What if I told you that you could get the same price for unlimited talk, text, and data on your iPhone? The first and most important step is to sign up for a T-Mobile prepaid plan. For $30 a month, T-Mobile offers 100 minutes of talk, unlimited texts, and unlimited data. Only the first 5 gigabytes of that data is 4G speed, but using Wi-Fi networks will ensure you almost never go over the 5 gig cap. Next, sign up for a Google Voice number. Worried about having to remember a new number? Don't be. Google Voice lets you automatically forward all calls from your old number to your Google Voice number. Finally, download the Talkatone app, which lets you log into your Google Voice account to make calls and send texts without using minutes. Between Talkatone and FaceTime, you never have to worry about minutes again. Unlimited talk, text, and data for less than the cost of dinner. Sign me up. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Everything you do on the Newsprint Network is important. Today we honor the following party invite posted by Nate.
Sup, homies and homettes. This holiday office party is going to be off the chizzy for Rizzy. We're going to get the party started with some sick gingerbread house decorating. Then we'll get down to some legit jams with some sweet carol singing. And if you didn't think this party could get any more ill, everyone is going to walk away with some serious swag from our white elephant gift exchange. But keep it under $5, yo.
In honor of the important things you do over the holidays, Sprint brings you this great deal. Get our best-selling Android tablet, the new 7-inch Samsung Galaxy Tab 3, for just $49.99 when you sign up for a data plan, starting at only $5 per month. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com today.
Offer ends 1/23/14. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination. Plan price excludes taxes and Sprint surcharges. Restrictions apply.
To any graduating high school senior, a college education is a chance to get the tools you need for success later in your life. But what happens when the student doesn't have the financial support that he or she needs? Here's some more information. Food for thought, if you will. Brian Osich reports for Good Day.
Over the past 10 years, Chicago Public Schools students have been gaining access to higher education thanks to more than $200 million in scholarships from historically black colleges and universities, or HBCUs. Taylor Dorless is a 2013 scholarship award winner.
It was really emotional because I wanted to go to school all my life. So when they called my name, it was breathtaking, which is why I got really emotional.
That's where Siemens comes in. By hosting the annual event in Chicago, where HBCUs are connected to hundreds of the city's high achievers. Siemens' Steve Hoiberg.
It demonstrates the highest level of corporate citizenship, but more importantly, it provides opportunities for the best and brightest from Chicago Public Schools.
Hoiberg adds, this is a commitment to students that helps them move past geographic and financial barriers.
I think when students take advantage of these scholarships, that it is evidence of their commitment to a higher education and bettering themselves as individuals.
For more information, go to usa.siemens.com. That's Newsbreak from Siemens.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exogen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. All right, so the idea of technology, we'll cap the ideas or discussions here by telling you the PlayStation 4 consoles, 1 million of them.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.